My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during the time of Russia, when they were still communist country, it is said that there was a building near Kremlin that at 3 o'clock, there was a shadow of a cross visible to all who passed by the building. And the communists really hated this cross, this shadow of the cross. And they wanted to remove it, but they could not. In a sense, the shadow of the cross triumphed over communism at a time. They hated this cross. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross, or the triumph of the cross. The message of the cross is shocking, not only to the Russians, but to the Jews and Greeks as well. A crucified Messiah of God's agent of reconciling a lost world is a bizarre message, not good news. The cross can only be good news of its meaning if the meaning is completely overturned. This was shown in the lifting up of Jesus in the resurrection. God was pleased with the obedience of his Son unto death, unto cross of Jesus, that he raised him up from the dead. St. Paul, the first theologian, was a theologian of the cross. According to him, the cross is the initiative of God and the demonstration of his great love for humankind. In Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 8, St. Paul writes, I quote, God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And he says in the Corinthians, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. This was the conviction that he preached to both Jews and Gentiles. When this understood the paradox of the cross, they became believers, ready to lose their life when they might find it in Jesus. In today's gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, John follows the reference to Jesus' crucifixion with these words, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but may have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. My dear brothers and sisters, the death of Jesus on the cross gave him the glory, because it revealed to the world how truly great our Lord really was and is. The sight on the cross drew people to him like magnet. And the sight of Jesus on the cross affects us more profoundly than no other scene in the gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, the crucifixion is not the end of this story. It was followed by his resurrection. And it was the resurrection of Jesus that was his greatest glory of all. In the liturgy of the Eucharist, we proclaim as our response to the mystery of faith, we say, Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Savior of the world. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, the cross triumphed when Jesus embraced it and died on that holy cross. Jesus challenges us today as he challenged his disciples, take up your cross and follow me. The question for us today is, how reverently do we regard the cross? Is it the instrument of death at the time of Jesus or the instrument of our salvation? In the, if we pray the 14th station, we proclaim Jesus and we adore him. We say, we adore you and we praise you because by the Holy Cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.